All right, I have about 7 minutes now to finish saying what I intend to say, and that's likely not going to happen, so we'll continue it on program four next week. But rather than stick to an agenda, I want to get said what needs to be said. A lot of things occur to me while I'm just sitting here talking that I want to get out and, as they say, put the balls in play. Welcome to segment five of program three of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. What's wrong with Georgia is wrong with America. And what's wrong with Georgia right now is the emerging leadership, those who are pulling the strings, those who are doing things without, it appears to me, and to legal minds, things that are neither constitutional nor even ethical, things that are being done just for the sake of retribution and furthering a demonic agenda, though the complexion of the woman I'm thinking of right now who is pushing this is from a group of people who would consider themselves to be God's gift to the world, the most religious people in the world. But I believe they're self-deceived, because I am certain that it's about 10% of professing black Americans that are going to be in heaven with that 10% of professing white people. Not a lot of folks. I think Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 gives us a little peek at that, the principle of 10%. Jesus said, many are called, few are chosen, didn't he? He also said, in that hour, people are going to say, hey, we healed sick, we raised the dead. Didn't we do good for you, Master? Jesus will look in the book of life and not see their names. And he'll say, no. Depart from me, you cursed, because I knew you not. Many are called, few are chosen. Many won't have oil in their lamps. The gate will close and they won't get in. And yet they think they're just fine. They're good people. No, no. Very easy to determine where a person stands by asking two questions. What do you say about the Jews? And what's too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? You get some pretty revealing answers when those questions are asked. What have the Democrats brought us in their time in power, having been empowered by that swing vote 10% of people that, with 90% plus of black Americans voting for them, they are the swing vote. As black America votes, that's the way America almost universally goes. Well, they've given us Lyndon Baines Johnson, Jimmy Peanut Carter. They've given us Bill and Hillary Clinton, Ahab and Jezebel. And they've given us Barack Obama. In the next program, I'm going to read you some things that Barack Obama did 2013. I don't think any professing black person of faith could sit still for a moment for these things that Obama has done. And now they've given us the empty suit, white, useless corrupter himself, joke of Biden, as our 46th president of the United States. And it was given to him. I hold that we did not have a fair election the last time, and I'm going to stand by that. I don't care what Fat Fanny thinks or does to me. I have a right to that opinion, and I can base it in some fact. And just because people shout at the top of their lungs, that didn't happen, that's a lie. Yeah, what have the Democrats given us? They've given us abortion on demand. They've given us Black Lives Matter, burning things in the streets and not being held accountable, threatening the White House, threatening the White House. Listen, I served in D.C. I flew the vice president. I've been on presidential details. I know what's at the White House. I know about the security there. What was allowed to happen? Nothing was done. Oh, yeah, by the way, I was in D.C. on January the 6th. Not in the Capitol. I was an observer. But I went willingly to honor the man who had done so much for this country. I know what happened in D.C. on the 6th. And the media is filled with damnable liars like the Democrats. We are being fed a lie. I believe the election was a sham. And my good friend Ken Timmerman wrote a wonderful book, Election Heist, a novel released just before that election that details exactly how it can be done. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what was done. Black America, you got to wake up. White America, you've got to wake up. America is in her death throes because we have forsaken Almighty God. Go read Proverbs chapter 1, around verse 16 to 30. Read Psalms chapter 35, or just look at that one verse in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Read it and tremble. If you're not too far gone, we have wandered so far away from the wonderful things that God has given us in this country. We don't deserve it, either Republican or Democrat. We don't deserve what we have, but I can assure you this, it's the Democrats and it is the black culture that has empowered them that right now have caused America to come to the brink, and we will not likely last much longer. Let's discuss this next week in Program 4, if you will. And Governor Kemp, get a spine! Good day.